Dr. Penske dictating a man. I am Ian. Sean, S-H-A-W-N, Casey, C-A-S-E-Y. Sean Casey is a 48-year-old male. Reports he was injured at work on 10-11-21. Appeared at that time, he slipped on stairs and fell, banging his neck, head, and back. Period. He immediately stood up and had no loss of consciousness. Period. He presented to urgent care the same day. Period. With this and subsequent evaluation, he understands that he sustained a herniated disc and nerve damage in his neck. Period. He did not undergo any injections or surgery. Period. He also did not have electrodiagnostic testing. Period. New paragraph. Per the record supplied, Mr. Casey filed a claim petition alleging on 10-11-21, while performing inspection, exiting a trailer, he slipped. Period. His legs went in the air and he landed on steel steps directly on his neck. Period. Treatment records show he was seen at Meridian Occupational Health on 10-11-21. Period. He presented with concerns about his lower back and head. Period. That morning, he was exiting a trailer when he slipped and fell to the ground. Period. He landed on his back and, getting up, hit his back side of the head. Period. He did not have loss of consciousness, dizziness, or blurred vision. Period. He does have a headache and had pain in the lumbar area and coccyx. Period. He had no prior history of issues with the lower back. Period. He did not offer complaints involving the cervical spine. Period. He was examined and diagnosed with head contusion, unspecified lower back injury, and abrasion of the lower back and pelvis. Period. He was prescribed naproxen and activity limitations were advised. Period. He followed up through 10. He had a cervical spine MRI in 10-23-21 to be inserted here. Period. He first brought up neck complaints on the visit of 10-21-21. Period. His lower back felt much better, and his head felt much better. Period. His neck, especially the right side, is becoming more tense and painful. Period. It radiated from the right side of his neck to the shoulder. Period. It prevented him from turning his head, and the pain goes down his right shoulder. Period. He then underwent the aforementioned MRI. Period. New paragraph on 11-5-21. Mr. Casey was seen orthopedically by Dr. Gonzalez. Period. He complained of neck pain and muscle spasms. Period. He had not participated in physical therapy yet. Period. Dr. Gonzalez noted the results of the cervical spine MRI and rendered the following diagnoses: : cervical sprain, status post-occupational fall, central disc herniations at C4-5 and C5-6, cervical muscle spasm, no evidence of cervical radiculopathy or myelopathy. Period. He recommended initiation of therapy and some medication changes. Period. He followed up with Dr. Gonzalez through 1-17-22. Period. He had completed 4 weeks of physical therapy, but remained symptomatic and had not returned to work. Period. He had been cleared for sedentary duty, but has not worked in any capacity. Period. He did not feel he could return to work in his prior capacity. Period. He is not interested in epidural injections or surgery. Period. Dr. Gonzalez opined he did not feel these are good options for him based upon his MRI findings. Brady did recommend a functional capacity evaluation. He deemed the petitioner had reached maximum medical improvement. New paragraph. He underwent a second opinion evaluation with Dr. Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N. He performed x-rays in the office that showed loss of the normal cervical lordosis, but no fractures. He rendered a diagnosis of cervical strain, noting Mr. Casey had not brought the MRI with him. He wanted to review that study and opined he had not yet reached maximum medical improvement. He saw Dr. Nguyen again on 3-1-22 when his MRI was reviewed. He thought there was a C4-5 herniated disc that had not improved despite therapy. He recommended pain management consult for epidural injection. New paragraph. This took place with Dr. Dakness, D-A-K-N-I-S, on 3-16-22. He recommended cervical epidural steroid injection at the C7-T1 segment. On 3-22-22, he returned to Dr. Nguyen, but had not yet undergone that injection. He ordered additional physical therapy. He continued to see Dr. Nguyen and Dr. Dakness. As of Dr. Nguyen's last visit of 6-28-22, they were going to hold off on all interventional treatments. Mr. Casey had concerns surrounding the health of his wife. Dr. Dakness deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement, as he had opted not to proceed forward with treatment. The clinical visit prior to that was on 5-31-22. He still had neck pain with radiation to the left arm and numbness internally in the left hand. Physical exam. He had eyes, ears, normal, neurologic, normal, spine, cervical. There was swelling of the left posterior neck in a transverse orientation, but no apparent scars. Apparent active flexion was to 40 degrees, extension 50 degrees, bilateral rotation 30 degrees, comma, side bending right 15 degrees and left to 25 degrees. When distracted, he had improved range of motion. There was tenderness at the left paracervical musculature in the lower region in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right. Sperling's maneuver elicited radicular complaints. Go back to upper extremities. There was callus formation on his hands. Left shoulder motion was full on all spheres except abduction to 150 degrees. Motion of the right shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was full in all planes without crepitus tenderness triggering or knocking. Hands, wrists, elbows, normal. Lower extremities, normal. Thoracic, normal. And lumbosacral, normal. Impressions. On 10-11-21, Sean Casey slipped at work and fell backwards. He did not experience loss of consciousness. He was seen Meridian Occupational Health the same day and was initiated on conservative care. He remained symptomatic and had a cervical MRI at 10/23/21 to insert here. New paragraph, he was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Gonzalez, who recommended therapy and some medication adjustments. Period. Since Mr. Casey remained symptomatic, he suggested consideration for an epidural injection. Period. I put this in parentheses. That injection recommendation may have come from Dr. Nguyen. He also saw Dr. Nguyen beginning 2/8/22. Period. Ongoing conservative care was rendered. Period. He was referred to Dr. Dacnes for a cervical epidural injection, which he never completed. Period. He did not undergo an EMG. Period. He begged out of treatment with Dr. Nguyen due to issues with his wife's health. Period. New paragraph. He is neurologically intact. Period. He had slightly decreased range of motion about the left shoulder. Period. There was callus formation on the hands, consistent with ongoing physically rigorous manual activities. Period. Provocative maneuvers of the hands, wrists, and elbows were negative for compression neuropathy or internal derangement. Period. He had variable mobility about the cervical spine, and Sperling's maneuver was positive. Period. He had full range of motion of the thoracic and lumbar spine, where provocative maneuvers were negative for clinically significant dyspathology, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, or facetarthropathy. Period. New paragraph. This case represents 3.5% permanent partial total disability referral to the cervical spine. Period. I will explore if some, if not all, of this is pre-existing. Period. He has scratched that. He has not worked since the subject event. Period. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the low back, hands, or head. Period. End.